Hi, welcome to another Expert Partner Update discussion. Today we're joined by Chris Glubinsky, VP Europe at Aggregate Intelligence, a world-leading data intelligence company and the people behind Rate Metrics and How's My Rate. In this discussion, we talk specifically about Rate Metrics. What is it? Why did they decide to enter the market with this solution? And why are they offering a free forever option? Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining us today. Friday afternoon, weekend ahead. thanks for carving out a bit of time for us. How are things with you?
Yes. Hello, Trevor. Thank you for having me. And indeed, Friday, always a good day. So you don't have to ask, how am I? I'm always great on Fridays.
Brilliant. Super. Well, look, what we wanted to do today, I know that you've got a new solution that you guys are bringing out that we're going to be talking about. That's why we've got you on. But before we get into that, probably makes sense for you to give us a bit of an introduction. Who you are, company, and then we go on and talk about the solution. So over to you.
Okay, so I'm Chris Glubinsky. For those who don't know me, I have been in the hotel, airline, technology, revenue management, distribution side for the past 25 or more years. Makes me a dinosaur in that industry. Maybe I should change that, actually. I'm working with Aggregate Intelligence, which is an American company dealing with big travel data. So I'm responsible for strategic development of the company and some products that we are developing. So the basis and the core of our business is collecting travel data, and we have loads of it. If you call big data, normally we've got big data because it's massive. Right. So we have the data on the airlines, on the hotels, on rental cars, and we usually sell that data as Aggregate Intelligence to our main players, main customers, in the raw format or through some sort of API connections.
Okay.
However, we also realize that we can have a better or another use of that data, which is to create some easy to use products for people who are not enterprise type of corporate levels, but are hotel owners or airline revenue managers. Mm-hmm. So we have released a few products from the airline and from the hotel industry to allow users to analyze the competitive rates, their markets, what's happening on those markets, what's the demand of those markets, and what's the reputation or reviews side. So our recent product that is already out there called ratemetrics.com is a platform for hoteliers or private property owners to log in, select their hotel and competition, and analyze pricing, events, reputation, demand on the market, and what's going on with their competitors.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's dig into that. So Rate Metrics is the name of the product.
Yes.
And we'll, towards the end of this, so it's live now, people can access it and get on board, yeah? Okay, perfect.
Yes, actually, yes, and there's more to that.
Okay, perfect. We'll pick up that in a minute. We'll come to that towards the end. Let's dig into what it is, because you said it's sort of a rate shopping tool. Just tell us a bit about it and why. I guess as important as well as understanding the solution is, okay, there are other solutions on the market, so mm-hmm. it's like how is this different? You know, just is this like all the PMSs? It's another PMS provider come along. What actually is it, and how does it separate itself?
Well, it's definitely not like another PMS. But yes, it is. To be honest, it is another rate shopper product. If mm-hmm. you would combine different rate shopping products one aside to another, the functionality of the rate shoppers would probably be similar. All okay. of them will have calendar view on what your price is versus your competition. Mm-hmm. All of them would have some market demand insight telling you which days there is a potentially higher, lower demand. All of them would give you a deep dive into the details. Mm-hmm. The trick in between those and on how to select the ones is the accessibility and the ability to easily use those tools, and also how to rely and trust these tools. So that these are the only differentiators on the market, except the price, obviously.
Sure.
So from that perspective, there is not much in rate metrics of functionality that could be surprising or could be mega new that, you know, you have to try to learn about it, then try to trust it, and then try to use it.
Okay.
Everything that's been already invented, it's there.
Yep.
The thing about rate metrics is that we are trying to make it more accessible to people. So there is a freebie option forever for any user.
Forever.
So you can have your prices. So you can have your price. You can just search for your hotel out of curiosity.
Yeah.
You can select the competitors and just see what's going on without any pricing commitments or without any payments. So what we want to do with that is to commoditize that part of data for hoteliers, because as you know, data is a very big problem for hotels. At least that one part we want to ease up with the hoteliers so that they just have it. If they want to go for more data and if they want to go for more sources, days out, et cetera, obviously there is a paid version to upsell to. But from recent days with ratemetrics.com, anyone can just select their hotels and monitor the prices. In fact, if you're planning to go on holiday somewhere, you can just select the hotels in the city that you're planning to go to and just try to analyze your prices. So that is the way to commoditize that type of data, which we really want to do, because the data issue in the hotel industry is quite big. Yeah, if you get rid of the pricing, events, demand, and reputation out, there's only a few data points that that will remain to be problematic.
And the pricing point, the pricing data is so accessible, isn't it? I mean, the other sources, maybe you need to bring those sources in. But from a pricing point of view, there are so many options that, as you say, to make that as a free solution so that people can at least use that base level. And then I guess in a way, as you say, they should be comfortable with the solution, because what they may be used to, if they've evaluated, maybe they thought about doing it, but the price point possibly has turned them off. But what they have seen, they'll say, okay, that feels comfortable. That's what I was hoping to get. And to be able to get it for free, to use it on a basic level, and then think, oh, what would be useful and additional to have on top? That gives them an easy entry point, yeah?
Exactly. And I think it's insane to do price comparisons manually. And I know a lot of hoteliers do that. And I know it's not their fault. There is always a barrier of signing the yearly contracts, having that payment, not being sure how to use the tool, etc. All that is stopping them from getting access to that type of data. And now here you can really, without any problems, you can really try to do it yourself. And obviously, if you want to drop it, then you just drop it.
Sure.
But if it really works for you, then you just continue to deal with that data. And you know, manually trying to, anyone who is today manually grabbing prices can just switch that off and say, few hours per day, literally.
So what, I'll ask you first, Scott, and I'll come back to a point that you've just mentioned there. So why, with other solutions out there, why did you guys think, okay, this is a product to develop? I mean, what did you, where did you see the opportunity is obvious, But why step into it when there's already so many players?
Well, that's a very good question. And there's lots of players, and that market is highly, highly competitive. But because our main business, core business, is selling big data. Mm-hmm. If we start to commoditize the data into individuals, into mm-hmm. hotel managers and owners, they get to learn the data. They get to think with data. And so therefore, in the future, they may be actually coming to a point where they want to digest really big data. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to analyze 30 days out. They want to analyze all year. Yep. They want to analyze different sources, brand.com websites. They may want to analyze the whole city. They may want to think competition between the two cities, which you know, today maybe we think about it, but we don't do on a daily basis. So the more people are with the data, the more data they will grow to need. And this is where we come in into.
I understand. Right. Okay. So that links back, without knowing what you were going to say there, it links back to the question I was going to ask before, which is, if we look at just a rate shopping solution, whatever it might be, if you had to put a percentage, and I know it would be a guess, okay, but as hoteliers, the resistance or the friction to taking on a rate shopping tool, mm-hmm. how much of it do you think is down to them not knowing the value of rate shopping, not doing any rate shopping, not understanding why they should be doing it? And how much of it do you think is down to they've understood it, they may be doing it manually, they might want to do it in an automated way, but maybe the systems are more sophisticated than they need or more expensive than they need? How much of it is sort of educational knowledge, resistance, and how much of it might be commercial?
I think mostly it's educational. Mm-hmm. If it's percentage, my guess would be 70%. It's educational.
Okay.
And it's not saying, and I'm not trying to say that hoteliers do not know that.
No.
Because that's not really the thing. Most of hoteliers know their prices and the competition prices, etc. Mm-hmm. But the problem here is that they don't know what they don't see.
Sure.
So once they go into a website, they check the price, they exactly know what's happening and whether they are higher or lower priced, etc. But if they don't go there, they don't know. Mm-hmm. So they don't know, unless you monitor that data, you don't know how often other competitor hotels are changing prices and how they're changing prices or how they are reacting to different situations. You simply don't know. And if you don't know, you think the life is, you know, as it is. You think it's not as dynamic as it is. You have a completely different perception of what's going on the market. But when you start analyzing that, that could be overwhelming even.
Yeah. That's interesting. And I guess I'm not talking for people, just hypothesizing, but
sure.
If you weren't aware, but maybe there's part of you thinking, well, it can't all just be static. I know if I'm thinking about moving my rates, I know my competitors would be. And then you explore and think, well, maybe I ought to do some rate mm-hmm. shopping. You try doing it manually, find it's quite time intensive, so stop doing it. Look at a solution, then find there's a cost to get involved and thinking, well, I don't really know if there is enough value in it.
Exactly.
There's enough factors in there, even if you're on that fence and thinking I might make that step, to actually stop you from getting engaged. So if I've understood what you guys are saying, is that you're taking a bit of a bet that if you can educate, if you can provide a free solution that enables hoteliers to think, is it as static as I think it is in my market? Well, now I can go and find out. I can do it in a pretty. Exactly. I can go and find out in a pretty easy way, and it's not going to cost me anything to do it.
Exactly.
Free. So, and then if I find that it is dynamic and I find that now I'm intrigued because I've been allowed entry into something and I become educated and maybe find out a bit more about it. Yep. Now I might think, okay, now I want to look out for a longer window. Now I would be interested to know if car hire data is supported. Exactly. And so those bits you'll then can see, well, now I understand the value that might be worth me paying for, because now I can at least appreciate what I should be doing. Is that?
Very well said. That's exactly what we are trying to do, to create the awareness in those hoteliers who are not using rate shopping solutions today.
And to see the value, isn't it? It's exactly. Like we've all gone through that. Oh, that's interesting. Doesn't cost me anything. I can fire it up. Oh, okay. That seems to work quite well.
And the idea is not to just have like a free 7-day trial or a limited version. Mm. It's a full Monty 30 days out solution. The only limitation is in the 30 days out of prices. So if you want to see prices longer, you have to upsell. But if you find comfortable with 30 days out, you just use it.
Yeah, and that's a rolling 30 days. So it's 30 days from today, 30 days from tomorrow. It's just...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, and our belief, and it's a bet. Yeah. It's a belief, but it's a bet that if people will feel comfortable with the next 30-day price awareness, they will start to reach out for more.
Yeah.
But it's that first 30 days that is a barrier for all the hoteliers and the property owners who are not willing to spend the money, not because they saving or they don't have the money, because, you know, the entry point for rate shopping is what, $50-$70 per month, which is a low entry point in when it comes to technology. But it's the believing that it's useful for them when they think the market is not really that dynamic.
Yeah, because even spending $50, it's like, well, if I don't know the value, why am I going to spend $50? It's like when people go and buy something on Black Friday that they weren't going to buy it before, but because there's an offer, I'll go and buy it. It's like, well, it doesn't mean that's the best decision to make.
Exactly. And talking about Black Friday, I didn't know how much I could use of the robotic vacuum cleaner. You know, how do you call them?
I know what you mean.
iRobot or whatever. But Black Friday maybe made me buy one, and now I cannot live without one.
Right, I've got you. Okay.
And that's exactly the thing. I was just thinking, why would I need a robotic vacuum cleaner? My place is small. You know, I had all the excuses that I had until I got one.
Yeah.
So that's the same brain
reaction.
That's
the same principle, kind of getting, they can access it, see it, and then there becomes that, oh, now I know why everyone's been going on about having a rate shopper.
Exactly. Right. Or they can prove, well, okay, I was right. My market is not dynamic. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
That's right. But that educated conclusion was made without any costs.
Yeah. Very good. So you say it's live, and you said it's live, but there's more than that. So just tell us how, if I'm sitting here and going, okay, I've got nothing to lose. You've convinced me, Chris. How do I sign up? How do I get involved?
I've already said it. There's more. I meant the accessibility. So you just go ratemetrics.com, pick the free version, select your, sign up with your email, select your hotel, select competitors, and that's it.
It's
working.
You're good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. So if you have three different hotels for your vacation to monitor, you can do it right. You can do it right now.
So if you're thinking you go away at Christmas, put those hotels in and you can see how their prices are changing.
Absolutely. And there's some so interesting things that you can discover. Well, we have access to a lot of hotel data. Sure. So we do analyze this data. So recently we've had some posts about the prices of hotels in Qatar. Mm-hmm. Very soon we'll be releasing a pretty interesting insight on hotels in New York with or without breakfast rooms and how they compare. So there's lots of very insightful information in that pricing data. it's not just about monitoring who's the cheapest, because we also want to avoid that. We're monitoring and analyzing and optimizing prices not to be the cheapest on the market, but to be the smartest on the market. So that's one thing that's why we have the events, the demand, the reputation, to make you start realize how to compare products, how to position yourself on the market, and things like that.
And that's the point, isn't it? It's like, get in, try it out, understand, at least from a rate point of view, what's going on. Recognize if it isn't dynamic, fine. Then you were right. Well done. Nothing lost. If you weren't right, or you thought there was something going on, this will help you understand it. And then you can see, now you can start to evaluate what else would help me and what else am I then prepared to pay for to add another layer into this data set. Yeah,
exactly. That's absolutely the point.
Perfect.
That's exactly that.
Very good. Well,
so ratemetrics.com is the gate entry into price shopping for anyone who wants to be an expert.
To opening up a new world for them.
Yes, exactly. That's what we want to do.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us, Chris. It's really appreciated. And thanks for telling us about ratemetrics. Be interesting to see how that goes. And we'll come back in time and maybe do a little bit of a deeper dive and see what we're seeing about it. So look forward to catching up.
With pleasure. Thank you very much, Trevor, for having me.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Chris for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.